You better get ready. The coffee's poured and the on-air sign's flashing. Broadcasting live and local, this is Strawny for Breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. Mid-North Coast. Triple M. Triple M.
Oh, yes. Good morning and welcome, 5 to 6 clubbers. Thanks for joining us on a hump day Wednesday where we can almost see the weekend from here. A beautiful sunny day coming up. I got out yesterday, had my first surf for about 3 weeks after having COVID and not having any energy and then having a stomach complaint for a few days. And gee, it was great to get in the water again. Just picturesque yesterday. And caught up with Big Steve and Joanne too. I hadn't seen them for ages. And had a bit of a chat down the beach. Very, very nice indeed, let me tell you. Love these autumn days, you know, a little bit cooler in the morning. In the evening and the sunshine in the middle of the day. It's going to be wet, though, by the weekend again. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, sunrise officially 6:31 this morning. Clive, our resident rooster, will crow when he sees the sun comes up. Yes, major news stories of the day. We see a lot more about this on the news tonight. The bomb squad was called into Brisbane last night. Mariupol finally falls to the Russians. And in the NRL, Anthony Milford will make his debut for Newcastle tomorrow night. As he faces his old club, Brisbane, that game live on the EMs as Triple M rocks the footy. Locally, the Port News reporting today, the North Shore residents say road funding is being forgotten by the council in their neck of the woods. And the Argus running the story about the Kempsey Swimming Club at risk of folding if new members don't come forward. Locally in sport today, in greyhound racing, the dogs go around at Taree today with the first of 10 at 12:03 if you're having a drop kick and a punt. Now, on the show today, it's Wednesday. That means Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Thanks to Brad and the team at Apps Mechanical. If you've had a shocking dad joke, we want to hear from you. In What's Trending, this is a great story about what they're doing with Ayrshays in Western Australia. In Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss, news on Johnny Rotten, Roger Daltrey, and Harry and Meghan. Meghan and their latest venture, but they want privacy. They don't stop talking in the news media, do they? No. Anyway, we'll talk about their sort of latest venture. Also coming up, the Locals Guide to the Mid-North Coast today. A couple of things, really interesting things on today. One involves, do you want to vote for the name of the new library treehouse on the Maclay? It's a good story. We'll talk more about that later. And you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel if you spin up your birthday after 8 o'clock, thanks to 40 Winks. And if your birthday ain't today, you're sharing it with the likes of great Australian Jessica Watson, Richard Clapton and Troy Cassidaly, the great Troy Cassidaly, born on this day, the 18th day of May. 133353, the number you can email, midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. And also you can check out our great pictures of our beautiful Mid-North Coast that you, the listeners, send us on the Triple M Mid-North Coast Instagram site. Okay, it's Wednesday. It's 5:35. Let's get this show on the road.
Oh, Strawny for breakfast.
I've been a frickin' evil doctor for 30 frickin' years.
For the Port City Bowling Club.
Triple M.
The Locals Guide on Triple M with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Kempsey Shire Council tell us voting is open to name the library treehouse. There is a short list of 10 names announced. You can vote for your favourite before it's too late via their website. Hastings Secondary College have their second of the Year 7 open nights tonight at 6 at the Port Macquarie campus. In greyhound racing, the dogs go around at Taree today with the first of 10 at 12:03. In golf, it's Ladies' Day at Nambucca Island. I hope they get some play there today. Kempsey and Port Macquarie. The Douglas Vale Historic Homestead and Winery is open for tours today and wine tastings from 10 a.m. And the Breast Green New South Wales mobile van is at the Kempsey Riverside Park until the end of June. 13:20:50 to book, ladies.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bing Lee. Australian owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Oh, and it's with pleasure we're going to go fishing today. Look at that morning out there. Good morning, Bluey Waters.
Good morning, Strawny. And day two of good weather.
Yeah, thank you. You get another one tomorrow, and then it starts from Friday.
You've got to ruin the party, haven't you?
I'm just reading what's in front of me, Bluey.
Just live the moment, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I've had the COVID, and then I've had the tiredness. Can't get out of my own way when I finish work. I've got to go back to bed. Then I had the virus, the tummy virus, and finally got in the water yesterday, Bluey, and it was beautiful. That's still got to be about 21. And yeah, as you said, lots of blue water around the place. Very nice. Rising tide up until 10 or 1, 2. Given that, perfect conditions, wind at your back, where are we going to go today?
Yeah, we're going to be out the breakwaters this morning. We've been out the beaches for a couple of days, and we've had a couple of great days out there, catching tarter and brim and a couple of small school dews yesterday, so that was quite good. And the estuary's still repairing itself after that 100 mils we had up in the hill, so still a little bit of colour there. So I might head out the breakwaters this morning, take that incoming tide, and try for quality brim on mullet strips.
Brim on mullet strips. I also saw a couple of photos of good catches of flathead in the river yesterday, Blue. I don't know how far up, whether it was, you know, close to the ocean or further up the river.
I'd say it'd be around Pelican Island at this stage. They seem to be where they're schooling up at the moment. The Murray River doesn't seem to be producing very much, and, of course, around the Dennis Bridge has been very quiet also.
Any clubs out this weekend?
No, there's no clubs out this weekend, unfortunately. Yeah, we're down on clubs at the moment, mainly because of COVID. They haven't sort of regrouped, and I'm hoping they all do and start up again, because it's a shame not having our fishing clubs on the mid North Coast. They do such a great job for us.
Yeah, I know. You talk about like how bad it's been. I'm going to try and catch up with Luke Garrell a little later on in the morning. The big festival of golf they normally have at Kew that runs for a week, they've had to postpone it too, Blue, because the place is just waterlogged at the moment. And, like, some of the courses are getting by, but others are, you know, they just aren't getting on. I think Nambucca Island also closed again yesterday because of the big wet. It just won't go away. I'll give you the stats on what they're saying is going to happen at the end of the week. Now, they're saying on Friday a 70% chance of 5 to 10 mils, Saturday the same, and Sunday a 90% chance of 10 to 20 mils, the same as Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, that's you know, like you get up around an inch of rain each time. It's a lot of rain. Like it's worth in Einstein, it's worth about 50 mil because the ground's so saturated, it just runs straight off.
Yeah, I haven't been to the farm for a while, but the window tinning fishmonger said that. Like it's, you know, you get out of the car and your feet just sink. You know, it's incredible. Anyway,
yeah, sure.
And anyway, we'll wait and see. And as we always say, and my dad used to say, if you're having a bet, the form guide's out the window on the wet tracks. Goodness,
well, I can tell you about that this season. Yeah. You can tell that.
Shocking, I know. Absolutely shocking. All right, here we go. In the most complicated tipping comp there is in the world today, the Tyre Power League Ladder.
Yeah, well, we had some grinners and grinners this week. I tell you what, some people improved, some went backwards. Very big time. But the two painters, Jacko and Townsie, well, they improved quite well. They're both back in the top 10, so they'll be quite happy. I was able to keep me lead, but only just. I tell you what, I've had a bit of a couple of blokes poking at me. And congratulations to you, Strawny. You've moved into second place with your 42-pointer. Whoa.
42
How
points.
Good is that?
That is the most points I've ever got, I reckon, for years. And it started off with, I really thought, you know, for that the Broncos were the best bet of the round and they got the start.
Yeah, that's right. And you turned that into a 10-pointer. That was very good. After your 5-pointer with Newcastle, you won 15 points after two games. So congratulations to you to move into second place. Pedalpop is the third place getter. And, there was a bit of movement there. And, of course, poor old Taylor Tab. He's still in last place.
What is he doing? You're like, is he on medication?
Oh, I don't know. Well, he could be. You know who his wife is. You know, he could be on medication.
The Jaminator, yeah. Hey, hang on. Louis, it's only you and I talking here. You don't reckon she's novelty, do you? So she can beat him. Do you reckon he's, you know, remember those stories like Columbo where the wife was poisoning the husband? You don't think that could be happening, do you?
Just a slow poison,
You know, because she has access to that type of stuff. So I'm not,
she does.
It's only you and I talking anyway, but Taylor Tab, just check what's in your cornflakes. I don't know. Anyway, morning 2 points. It's going well, if that's the scheme. You're doing well because he's definitely off his game.
That's right.
Anyway, big day coming up tomorrow. You know, we'll get with the last of our sunshine for tomorrow, today and tomorrow. Let's really enjoy it. Let's get out there, have a good fish. You're out to the breakwalls today.
We're out to the breakwalls, going to cut up a bit of strip mullet, and we're going to try for a nice quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
In all cases, this is the strong advice of all states and territories.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Good times, greatest hits, Strawny for Brekkie, the lovely Cheryl Crow, All I Want to Do. Yeah, 19 to 7 on a cracking morning across the Mid-North Coast and sunny and up to 23 degrees. And coming up next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, absolutely huge if you love country music. And wow, this is going to be some type of festival. The Boots and Beach Country Music Festival are located in Port Macquarie at the NRMA Breakwall Holiday Park. It's on Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th of May. And we are talking about big stars like Lee Kernaghan, Fanny Lumsden, and the Wolf Brothers, and Brad Cox. I'm going to talk to Brad next. He is quite an artist, let me tell you. Also, Brooke McClymont, and Adam Eckersley, Amber Lawrence, James Johnson, Rachel Whitechurch, Lee Flanagan, Angus Gill, of course, from Port Macquarie, Jake Davey from The Manning, Lauren Ryan, and Billy Joe Porter. And I tell you what, it's going to be two massive days. If you want a ticket, you can pick one up via MoshTix. I'll catch up with Brad Cox, the great Brad Cox, next.
Strawny.
Ooh, it's going to be huge. Boots and Beach at the NRMA Port Macquarie Breakwall Holiday Park. How good is it going to be? The lineup is sensational. We've got some Mid-North Coast locals in there and some superstars as well. Brad Cox, who was recently here for the big meat stock, he's back and we cannot wait to see him.
G'day, mate. Yes, back to Port Macquarie. Very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, great lineup too. You're with the Wolf Brothers and James Johnson, Amber Lawrence, and one of our locals from the Manning area anyway, Jake Davey, and Lauren Ryan. Do you love playing these type of festivals where you can get so close to the fans?
I do, mate, I do, and I think it's going to be a really good one. A lot of people are talking about it. We're actually playing on the Friday night. We're on the, we play in Central Coast Thursday and then up to Port Mac on the Friday, and then I think, the festival continues for the rest of the weekend on the Saturday. But, yeah, mate, very much looking forward to getting back there and, showing Port Macquarie the Brad Cox Circus.
Good on you, mate. You are so well-received by fans all over the country. But with COVID, you were busy riding?
Mate, as busy as I've ever been writing songs, I'm sick of writing bloody songs. So I'm really glad to be back on tour after the couple of years we had, as you can imagine. But yeah, mate, working on a new album, so yeah, got to pretty much get that sorted over the course of the pandemic. So it's not all bad.
Yeah, Brad, tell us about the band,
mate. All the boys are from Newcastle, just down the road. We actually lived down in Newey for a couple of years, and they're a good bob of lads, mate. They're very, very committed to my project, and I love them dearly. And mate, I get to travel and play music with my four best mates. So yeah, they're good dudes.
Now, one of our local products, who won Australia's Got Talent, is Joe Robinson. He now lives in Nashville. I know you've been there. For those people that are maybe planning a trip, can you just tell us about what you love about Nashville?
Mate, it's just such a mecca of talent. It's really quite intimidating, to be completely honest. It's there's just so much going on constantly. You feel like a very small fish in a very, very big ocean in Nashville, and I think that's probably what the draw card is to it.
Well, fantastic. And tell me, Brad, when you were growing up and starting out in the music business, who did you enjoy listening to, and who do you enjoy listening to now?
Mate, I grew up listening to... three tape decks in my family motor vehicle. One of them being Joe Cocker, one of them being Shania Twain, and one of them being the Commitment soundtrack. So that was a big part of my, you know, young childhood years. But once I got into country music, mate, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, Jason Aldean kind of turned me onto country music as a young teenager, and never looked back.
It's an unmistakable voice, folks. Look, number one ARIA Australian Country album. He's had those. He's had chart success. Anybody who's ever seen Brad live knows what to expect. If you haven't, here's a little bit of what you could expect Friday night. It is going to be one hell of a night as Brad Cox takes to the stage. And, yeah, Brad, all the very best. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Major, thank you so much for having us. And, yes, we'll see you up in Port Mac in a few weeks.
Yeah, Brad's on the Friday night, the 27th of May, Saturday, the 28th of May. Another huge lineup where you'll see people like Lee Kernaghan, our own Jake Davey, Angus Gill and Brad Cox. What a voice. Good Times Greatest Hits, Triple M. Check Triple M Country out as well. You can hear Brad. I was in the back room. Triple M, Strawny for Brekkie. Ah, the great Brad Cox. Gimme Tonight. If you haven't seen this guy live, it is quite an experience. Yeah, Friday week, Boots and Beach. He's going to be on the Friday night down by Town Beach there at the NRMA Breakwell Holiday Park. What a lineup for the Friday, including Jake Davey. Tickets from Mosh Dicks. Don't miss it. The Boots and Beach Country Music Festival.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza News Agency.
Yeah, they're going to be busy today in the Plaza, the Wednesday night lotto, the Cashcade. If Division 1 doesn't go off, they say share the Division 2-6, $1 million in prize money. They share it. Beautiful. Let's have a look at the front pages of the papers today in the Telegraph. It says, Teal Warriors Not So Clever Bot Exposes True Colours. That's the headline in the Daily Telegraph today, whilst the Sydney Morning Herald says coalition lifting in support, Labor dropping in latest poll. And in the Australian, their lead story, I'll take reins immediately, Albanese. He talks about Anthony Albanese having himself sworn in and Penny Wong as foreign minister as soon as Sunday to attend the Tokyo conference.
Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
John Lydon, alias Johnny Rotten, has hit out at the upcoming Sex Pistols biopic, insisting it's sexy to be realistic. The musician, who's 66, has been critical of former bandmates for making the series without him. He's unimpressed by the content of the Disney Plus show titled Pistol, which is based on the band's former guitarist Steve Jones's memoirs, which go into detail about his addiction for Rompy Pompy. Roger Daltrey looked in good spirits when he saluted the crowd during The Who's performance in Cincinnati overnight. The band returned to the city for the first time in 43 years since 11 people were crushed to death before one of their shows at the Riverfront Coliseum. And to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, but don't they not want to be royals? Well, they've embarked on several progressive ventures since quitting the UK and moving to California 2 years ago to escape the press, so they moved to Los Angeles. Anyway, Prince Harry's latest project, the sustainable travel organisation Travelist, was royally skewered on Have You Been Paying Attention? The panel of comedians made a series of great jokes about the advert for Travelist starring Prince Harry. Oh, hang on, he doesn't want to be a prince, does he?
Well, Prince Harry is in a new ad. What's he advertising?
Ed. I think it's an eBay seller for Philip's stuff.
That's... That is too soon.
Kitty.
Ancestry.com DNA testing.
Your local furniture and bedding superstore. Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hi there, Sean Patterson here with your local briefing. Mid-North Coast homes are still being snapped up within a few weeks, though a new report from CoreLogic has suggested there are signs the market is beginning to slow down. The growth rate across our patch has continued to outperform Sydney due to high demand and limited supply. Houses are staying on the market for around 29 days compared to 51 just 12 months ago. Tim Lawless from CoreLogic says chances are we'll remain somewhat insulated from a major downturn.
But we are seeing things like higher interest rates, worsening affordability constraints, lower housing sentiment as well, are starting to weigh on these markets as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if we do see the rate of growth continuing to slow down.
Meantime, both major parties have put forward their pitch to first-home buyers. While there are some differences, they also have a few things in common.
Affordability is really key here, and it's front of mind for both sides of government. What you tend to find when you see incentives in the market, it can, obviously, it does increase demand, and it increases demand in a certain buyer segment, and that's first-home buyers, and first-home buyers are all competing for similar-priced properties.
Dr. Nicola Powell from Domain there. And here's something to brighten your morning. Five sea turtles are about to be released back into the water at Sapphire Beach. They've been looked after at the Dolphin Marine Conservation Park's Rehabilitation Hospital while recovering from floating syndrome.
Generally, it just takes a little bit of time and, you know, nice safe space and some nice warm water and food, and eventually the gas sort of dissipates.
The park's Sarah Cahill there. Taking a look at sport, here's further proof of the growth in women's footy in the region. AFL North Coast has named its first ever Youth Girls Under 13s rep team. The league was expecting to name a rep side for the new age group later in the year, but says they were overwhelmed by the response to the call for rep trials. 18 players have been selected and more are said to be added, with the first training session penned for Wednesday next week.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Small to tiny waves with as early morning surf as the day. Crisp offshore winds from that westerly, but that swell is really tiny. It's for those micro grommets or more mature longboards. We're looking at about half a foot to a foot of swell. Open beaches may be waist higher in that 2 foot mark. Water temperatures hovering around that 20 degrees, but jump in early before the 9:30, 10 o'clock high tide gobbles up all the waves. Catch you in the surf.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Here's one, mums and dads, and the police, I think, will get a smile at. Teenage criminals, also known as Ayrshays, will soon face a punishment that is hoped will scare them straight. It is an extended period without any mobile data. Now, the plan will see teenage boys who have been posting videos to social media of themselves committing crimes serve times on a remote outback station with no internet access. Yes! The teens, often referred to as Ayrshays, have been making TikTok videos of themselves driving in stolen cars and robbing properties in the Kimberley region of Western Australia. Now, Alana McTiernan, WA's Regional Development Minister, said the Indigenous-owned Moodru Station will become an alternative to Banksia Hill Juvenile Detention Centre, where the boys will learn to feed and manage animals on the property that has about 19,000 cattle. Ms McTiernan said that the programs will be the right combination of discipline, order and inspiration for young people, but no mobile data. That is brilliant.
Yeah. What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Good times, greatest hits. You got Strawny for Bricky. Maroon in tomorrow around this time with all the NRL goss and his tips for the rounds, thanks to the Settlers Inn. It is My Universe with Coldplay and BTS. Sunny today and up to 23.
Not funny.
Triple M's Worst Joke Wednesday. Thanks to Apps Mechanical. If your car's giving you the craps, get it to Apps. That's no joke.
But this segment is we go to Southwest Rocks. Where's he been? I haven't heard from Byron for ages. I thought he fell off the face of the earth. G'day, Byron.
G'day, Strawny. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, good, buddy. What do you got for me?
Mate, there was two good old Irish lads, Paddy and Mick, and they decided to go for a holiday in Canada. And after about 3 weeks, they run out of luck and run out of money. Anyway, they're walking past this big old sawmill, a big sign on the side of the sawmill fence saying, "Tree fellows wanted." And Paddy turned to Mick and said, "Geez, it's a shame there's only 12 of us."
Get out of here, Byron. Oh, dear, oh, dear. John, what have you got for me today?
Yeah, Mark, do you know why French people eat snails?
Go on.
They don't like fast food.
No. Act three. Michael, please help me.
How you going, Strawny? It's a goodie, an oldie but a goodie. Now we've got the elections on, a plane load of politicians are flying from Canberra to Sydney. And the national member says, "I'm going to throw a $100 bill out of the plane, make someone down there happy." and the Liberal guy says, I'm going to throw $250s out of there and make two people happy. The National guy says, I'm going to throw, the Labor guy says, I'm going to throw $520s out and make five people happy. And then the pilot gets up, opens the door and says, I'm going to throw these all out and make everybody happy.
Ah, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. he got lost in the middle, but he got there in the end. Okay, Act 4 on the program. Brad in Barrowville, what have you got for us?
G'day, Strawny. I was talking to this bloke the other day, and he says, you know what I like to do? I said, what's that? He said, I like to get down on my haunches and put my head between my legs and fall forward. I said, why do you do that? He said, that's how I roll.
Oh, that's how I roll. No. That sums it up. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. More next week.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Good times, greatest hits. Strawny for brekkie and U2's Desire coming up. Local's Guide on a very busy Wednesday, actually. Yes, from Rattlin' Hum. Love that. It is 18 to 8. Not funny.
Triple M's Worst Joke Wednesday. Thanks to Apps Mechanical. If your car's giving you the craps, get it to Apps. That's no joke.
But this segment is for cracking yarns. We thank Byron from The Rocks, John from Port Michael from Caverners, and Brad from Barrowville for giving us a call. The headphones are off in the soundproof booth. Here is Glenn Stewart. Welcome back, great man.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Yes, very good. And what did you think of that lot?
Oh, jeez. I'm a bit over political jokes, but look, I'm going to go Brad for Barrowville. That's how I roll, too.
That's the way I roll. Brad, congratulations. The $35 voucher coming your way thanks to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. Katie Lee filled in great for you last week, but I forgot to do the trivia question, and we've had a bloke complain about it already, so we better do it this week. And Jerry, again, doing great work.
Okay, so which company produced the world's first commercial jet airliner? Is it A, McDonnell Douglas, B, Boeing, or C, de Havilland?
De Havilland, yes.
De Havilland.
Yes, de Havilland. That's a good one. Well done, Jerry.
That is different.
Yeah, I know. He's big in aviation, Jerry. Now, talking about big, can you believe the lucky members draw tonight?
So the members draw's creeped up again. It must start pretty low, so pretty high. But I think we started about 5,000. So, but it's at 11,000. So Wednesdays and Fridays between or draws at 6 and 7.
Unbelievable. Now, also, Katie Lee tells me that it's renewal time, Glenn. And gee, if we renew for 3 years, we could win a great getaway.
Yeah, so there's a great getaway down in Port Stephens for 4 nights for anyone. I think it's for 4 people too, actually.
Wow.
So anyone that renews online for 3 years, or you can renew online, or you can come into the club, renew for 3 years, we'll pop you in the draw.
See, Port Stephens this time, maybe next year Port Moresby. I don't know. We can this will just get bigger. And what about the perfect plate, the Sovereign Braised Lamb Shoulder Dish?
I tell you, if you like lamb, this is the one to try. This is pretty good. So, yeah, we've entered into the Perfect Plate competition, which is for clubs. And come in, purchase a dish. If you like it, vote for it. If you don't like it, still vote for it. And if you keep your receipt, you're actually going to win for experiences from Clubs New South Wales and all that sort of stuff as well. So, yeah. Dining vouchers and all that sort of stuff.
They're $3,000 foodie vouchers. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, come in, see the club. Check out the new menu and try the braised lamb shoulder.
Yeah, for sure. Now, also, the footy, the poor old Knights, you won, you had a win. That's fantastic. But I'm worried about Adam O'Brien, the coach. I know he's a mate of yours. But last week, the board came out issuing their full support.
That's like Trent Barrett.
Unbelievable. Anyway, Glenn, you have a great week. We'll talk to you same time next week, buddy.
See you, mate. Take care.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.
Good times, greatest hits. Strawny for brekkie, right across the Mid-North Coast, from Barrowville to Buckrabindini and from Coffs to the Camden Haven. Place just looks sensational this morning. Sunny, up to about 23 degrees. It's Crowded House. Now we're getting somewhere at 13 past 8.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yes, as Bill is about getting the moolah this morning. G'day, Bill. You enjoying the sunshine?
Mate, it's good. I'll warm the mower up shortly.
Oh, good on you, Bill. Now, your plug, because I spoke to a bloke yesterday. He hasn't been able to get him. He sinks as he walks out the door. So if your grass is okay, you'll be okay to mow it, eh?
Well, mate, yes, I'm quite all right to do that.
Yeah, good on you, Bill.
I had to think about that, mate.
Yeah. One of my mates, he has, you know, he has a great expression for people that have a sad face, and he'll say,
yeah,
that bloke has a look on his face like a man whose mower won't start.
Oh, right. I like that is a bad look.
It is a bad look. Anyway, let's put a smile on your face. Bill, what number for the $1,000, mate? Thanks for 40 weeks.
Actually, mate, it's for my daughter. Her birthday today, Michelle. So happy birthday, Michelle, if you're listening. And we'll go for 18, mate.
Number 18, and around she goes. And 18 for Michelle, Billy's daughter, whose birthday today. And it goes on the number 10. Oh.
Well, there you go.
I can't give you the cash, Billy, but end of the month, another one of Ashley's super triple M prize packs goes up for grabs. We're all jealous of it, and we have a look in it, and we're not allowed to touch it. But anyway, your daughter is in the running to win that. And, Billy, your daughter shares her birthday with some really famous Australians, like Jessica Watson. Remember, she sailed around the world at 15?
Yeah, yeah.
Richard Clapton and the great Troy Cassidaly, who's a mate of the Triple M Ricky shows, all born with Michelle on the same day. How about that?
Well, that's pretty good going, right?
You have a great day, Billy.
Righto, thanks, Strawny.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Good times, greatest hits. You got Strawny for Brekkie and Maroon 5 wrapping us up there with, from songs about Jane and this love. And we've loved having you with us this morning. It's been a funny morning this morning. Great to talk to Brad Cox. That Boots and Beats Festival, a beach festival coming up next week, is going to be a cracker. And look, if you haven't seen this bloke before, you'll be amazed. The energy in the show is on the Friday night. Lots of locals involved with that as well. Don't forget, my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, this evening at 6 and 7, the lucky members draw stands at 11,000 spondoolies. How good? Steve Price coming up after 9. Tomorrow on the show, that bastion of bad taste, Sir Dorkley Richmongrel, plus Maroon in with all the NRL goss and tips. Whatever you're doing, have a great Wednesday. Money can't